Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Twitch and YouTube as well, at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S, Avengers Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available. If you'd like to support the show, you can visit us on patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content you can't find anywhere else, and we greatly appreciate that support. And if you also want to support the show, consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. I promise you it goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on this show, and we greatly appreciate that support. But I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do this alone. Emmy, how are you doing?
Feeling ravey.
Ravy, yes, because you did a strobe light effect while I was doing the intro.
I really, really regret not getting the rainbow lights. Instead, I went for the like warm, cool, like the day, soft lighting, and I should have just gone for full on rave.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked you went for the soft, the easy, the chill. So, what do you do with those rave lights? Can I ask?
I like the other half of my face because I've got a lamp over here. And so now you can see this side of my face.
Oh,
the horribly disfigured side.
So it's like legit proper lighting. Nice.
Yeah. I was going to get a ring light, which honestly probably would have been easier, but these rope light things.
Ah.
I would touch them and show you, but they are precariously
Don't do it.
On my desk.
So, guys, this is Avengers Assemble. If you have never listened to our podcast before or you've never listened to Avengers Assemble is when we get live on Twitch and YouTube. We stream live, and we also get to hear from all of our Twitter listeners about what their thoughts are. So, if you have not watched What If Episode 1 and 2 or watched the Eternals trailer, just letting you know, there's going to be spoilers and speculation ahead. This is more of our interactive show, okay? So, if you want a deep dive of What If Episode 1 and 2, we have those episodes available, but this is definitely a community podcast, so more interactive. So we hope you enjoy this show, and it should be a lot of fun. And Emmy's already distracted by the chat. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly.
Sorry.
We were gonna
Somebody called me brilliant, and so I had to.
Of course,
I could not. Somebody's complimenting me.
So if,
thank you.
We were gonna start always recording all podcasts on Twitch, but we stopped because Emmy is in chat mode. 24/7.
I'm good. Let's get to some Twitter comments because I want to hear what people are seeing. I have not been on Twitter, and I've had like notifications all day, and I haven't been on Twitter at all.
Okay. Well, just letting you know, we did have a couple of patrons that responded to our post as well. So we were going to get to those real quick. Garrett Williams, by the way, brand new patron. Garrett, thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it. Was very sad when the episode ended because I knew that was the last thing Chadwick Boseman did. Oh, heartbreaking.
Okay. But we did talk about, because you guys said 4 yesterday. I thought it was 2 or 3. So we're going to hear him again.
But it still doesn't take away from the fact that this is, you know, I mean, it is pretty.
It's part of the project. That is his last project. Yes.
Exactly. And it's just really, it's heartbreaking. It really is. So thank you so much, Garrett. Appreciate your comment. Joe also said, I'm with Clinton. Destiny's Child is greater than Beyonce. Beyonce had a great first album and a few bangers since, but Destiny's Child was more consistently great. But I'm also in the camp that hip hop, for the most part, pretty much fell off a cliff after the mid 2000s. Oh, Joe, with the hard take here on hip hop and Beyonce's career.
Hip hop. Okay. All right. Okay. First of all, problematic. I mean, Beyonce was, Lemonade. I never watched like the actual like music videos, and I've since learned that they've taken them off of HBO. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like that was iconic. I mean, walking down the street in a flowy, beautiful gown, smashing up shit with a baseball bat. Okay. And then second, Surfboard. Hello. Like that is iconic.
Right.
But then hip hop. Okay. So what would we classify? Have you guys heard the new song with Lizzo and Cardi B? Because I've listened to it about 400,000 times and it's the greatest song I've ever heard in my life.
I promise we talk about Marvel as well. I promise in case you're listening.
Would we not classify that as hip hop? Or is that something different? I'm really bad at genres.
Good question. I don't know. You know how old I am. I listen to, like, the Eagles. I listen to, like, punk rock from early 2000s and 70s rock. Like, I'm a very generic douche. So I'm the worst to ask about that.
Can you hear that? The poor?
No. Okay. I can't.
Then I won't mention it again.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Okay.
Sorry. Keith is asking for the name of the Lizzo Cardi B song. It is Rumors.
Ah, Rumors. Nice. Yeah. Putting on my Spotify playlist tomorrow. God damn. All right.
So good.
So good. We will hear from our Twitter listeners now. I will post on Twitter, hey, Avengers Assemble. If you want to be heard on this show, we reach out to our Twitterverse and we ask for your thoughts. I try to put it up early in the morning so we can hear from all of our listeners wherever they are. I'm talking about you, UK. We love to hear from our United Kingdom listeners as well. So this is Avengers Assemble for What If, Episode 1 and 2, and even some cool Eternals talk, I believe. That's why we had to watch the trailer. So, all right. Keith, you shared some videos, man. I am going to get to one of your videos right now. I don't know what order this is in. This is Twitter that told me what order it is. So if it's wrong, I apologize. But here we go. So I'm going to let you hear from Keith right now. He is a wonderful listener of ours. He always sends us a great video clips. If you want to, check it out on our Twitter at Avengers Podcast to watch his video. But we will hear from him in audio form right now.
And I love that all it took was that simple flip from Peter Quill to T'Challa to make Thanos and his grand ambition of genocide, just a crazy idea talked about at a bar, theorized at a bar, became bar banter that is laughed at. You know, he gardens now. This series is taking the piss out of the MCU before someone else does. And that's what they always say. Before anyone else can make fun of you, make fun of yourself. And as cheesy as the line was to hear Thanos call himself mad, that was both fan service and I'll take it. That was awesome. And the fact that he had a redeeming relationship with Nebula that we've never really seen. We've only ever seen Gamora as the favorite. That was really special. And Nebula being, you know, just as well adjusted as everybody else. No metal arms. You know, she doesn't even have black eyes, which I kind of missed. But at the same time, I assume something went wrong with her eyes when she was, you know, mechanically altered so many times. Yeah. It was weird to see her blonde. I kind of dug the bald thing. I don't care if that makes me freaky. And seeing Thanos have to fight the Black Order was very cool.
Completely agreed to all those points. And it brought up a point that I was going to try to make last night. And someone rushed me just a little bit and was like, we still have to do. It's like, okay, fine. Like, Boomer Brandon wants to go to bed. Did we feel any sympathy for Thanos? Like when he was like getting his ass beat and no. Nebula kind of comes to save the day a little bit?
No. I know it's a different Thanos and it's a different universe per se. I get that. But no, I didn't feel any sympathy. I could watch that guy get punched in the face over and over. Like no matter what. Because he's still that. I know he's not the same guy, but he's still that. I don't know how to describe it. I was not sympathetic, though.
Is it bad that I was? And I caught myself in that scene. I was like, oh, no, he's going to die. Then I was like, I don't care. But then it was like, but I do.
Right. And I thought he was going to die. I felt some sympathy there, Key said. And we see T'Challa saved Drax's family, so we didn't see Rocket or Groot. Ooh, good point. Good point. So, yeah, that's wait. T'Challa saved Drax's family, but wouldn't Rocket and Groot show up regardless? Rocket and Groot showed up because, well, Star-Lord was actually trying to sell it to a broker, and then they tried. So, okay, it makes sense why we never saw Rocket and Groot, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because they were bounty hunters.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have no bounty to get since T'Challa is, well, it could have always gone to someone else, though. Thanos got our sympathy when he didn't finish his soup. Thank you, Nader. He didn't have sympathy making Gamora go splat.
That's a very good point. I need to think about that.
Team Jordan here. I'm going to be real with you. Like, and that still makes me cry when I watch that scene in Infinity War. I know Clint makes that joke all the time, but it still hits me differently.
I don't think I've watched Infinity War since he's made that joke, but I think that I would probably laugh out loud now.
Thanks, Clinton. You ruined it.
Saying yeet.
You ruined it. Here's some more from Keith. We are going to hear some additional thoughts. Here we go. Let me press play now.
There are so many things to talk about. There's so many things that were so right about this iteration, and so many things that made this a special moment to kind of get to say goodbye to Chadwick Boseman's acting in the MCU.
Yes.
You know, showing and featuring all the things that make him great, all the things that we like to attach the character to the man. Just such a likable presence, just such a good guy. Taken too soon. Too soon, obviously. But at the same time, I love that they did not make that... To me, they didn't really seem to go back and rewrite it to make it about the loss that was experienced in real life. And I liked that. It didn't pander to that. Mm. It was just a good story. It was just a cool what if.
Well said.
And I loved it. It was so cool. It's going to be hard to top this episode. It was so fun. I see people asking on Twitter. I think it was Burrito who asked, why if... And I had to laugh. That was very funny. why make these? Why make this show? I think the fun of it is the main thing. It's just a lot of fun. Yeah. Other than Peter Quill, we get to see what Drax is up to, and things are way better for Drax. His family is not killed. He's yes. working at a bar. He's yes. enjoying life. Seemingly everything's okay with him, which is great. He's still a dick. But what do you think is going on with Gamora, Rocket, and Groot?
Ooh.
As always, thank you guys for doing the podcast. Thank you guys for doing Avengers Assembled, and I'll see you guys on this plane or the next.
Nice.
I
feel like, okay, so how far reaching do these implications go? So like in my head, because this didn't directly affect Rocket and Groot, they're probably still bounty hunters somewhere. Like that was what their kind of life trajectory was until they met Quill.
All right, so I'll tell you something. Okay. Rocket lives in Bob Ross's backyard, and he just hangs out there while Bob paints. He's a happy little raccoon. No surgeries on him. He is just eating big and living life. And Groot
got cut down.
No, Groot is a model for Bob Ross. So when he's doing happy little trees, he does a happy little dancing Groot. So both of them are good friends with Bob Ross in my universe. And I will say Gamora is the Mad Titan.
Bob Ross.
Oh, Gamora's Bob Ross. Yes. Gamora is the one painting all that stuff. No, I think Gamora is a sinister, crazy. The fact that she was not with Nebula or Thanos makes me, and I know there's a lot of people speculating this, that she is out of her damn mind and she's going crazy somewhere. So she's plotting something evil, and we might see that later on in this show.
That's kind of odd to think about because she was the one who kind of saw
she was the conscience
before mm-hmm. Gamora or before Nebula did.
Oh yeah, she was definitely the conscience of the group. But this is an alternate universe, so.
Also, Keith, you said that you don't know how any episode is going to top this. Based on the people who saw the first three, and I said this in the episode last night, but the third one is even better.
Ooh, okay.
I'm excited. Oh. Last night was what I wanted. I have a student at school too who I found out last week that he does watch like the MCU shows and is like a huge fan. And so this morning, like as soon as he walked in, I was like, "Hey, so did you watch last night?" And he was like, "Oh no, I didn't because my dad wasn't home." And I was like, "Oh man, okay." Because I guess I'm assuming it's a thing that him and his dad do together. and so he was like, I was like. Is it okay if I tell you what I thought? And he was like, yes, no spoilers though. And I was like, of course not. I would never. And I was like, it was so much better than the first one. In my opinion, it was so much better. And he was like, before he left today, he was like, I'm going to watch it tonight. We're going to talk about it tomorrow morning. And I was like, yes, I cannot wait.
Yes.
Cannot wait to see what that child thinks.
Oh man. Speaking of, we got more Keith. Keith, here he is with his, how are the duck thoughts? I'm curious on this one.
I love knowing that Seth Green voiced Howard the Duck in this and that he got to say so many nerdy things in one moment. You take a Louie at the Frost Giants, a Hod Ralph at the Cronins, you're going to see a sign for Elvish literature. Ignore that, total snooze. There's no doubt in my mind that Seth Green had a nerd boner while saying that line in the sound booth. Yep. Did anybody else find T'Challa saying the word dude both alarming and charming? Where did he pick that up from? And I cannot be the only one who perked up when they heard the Wakanda music. I peed a little.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, and he even played it. Yes. Okay. Completely agreed on the music. Can we call nerd boners noners now? I know Clinton's not here and I'm not trying to steal his gig, but I think he would say that. So I have to, in honor of Clinton, you would get a noner. So go duck yourself. Yes. I've seen several dramatic posts about how this one vastly improved the series. I'm like, it's been literally two episodes. Calm down. Amanda says, wow. Yeah, that is definitely true. It's hard to vastly improve something when we've only had such a short time, in my opinion. But
yeah, that's true. That's true. And this episode was exactly what I wanted. Like, this is what I wanted What If to be, just like crazy wild, like, mm-hmm.
Someone did say that, like, I think, I can't remember if it was a listener or if it was you, Emmy, but someone did say that Captain Carter felt like just basically plugging Peggy into mm-hmm. Steve's spot, and it felt very, like,
that was me.
Just a repeat. Yeah, and this one was a completely different adventure, and I think a lot of fans, including ourselves, really appreciated that more. So, yeah.
Okay, so T'Challa saying dude, that's a very good point, because where would he have picked that up? Oh no. How much younger is Shuri than him? She seems like she would have been on the up and up. She would have said dude before he did. Even if she was like a 2-year-old toddler, she would have been like, dude, you're not cool.
I could totally see that.
1988 would have been, I feel like Shuri is way younger than that.
Oh,
like,
man.
Maybe she would have been a whoopsie baby.
Whoopsie.
Okay, so where else could he have picked it up? Maybe Taserface, or what is,
I mean, they travel all name? They travel Raglan. All around the universe. I would not be opposed, or I would not. I don't know. I could see someone just dude.
But like, what alien? Where would you get dude except for like Earth? I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah,
I
that's
like
a, that. That is a good question. All right, this is Keith with our. I think this is your final video. I'm not sure, Keith. I don't know, so I'm not going to say that. But it's the one. It's the final one that's showing up here at the top.
Unique Defender just said, it's not like they were disconnected from the rest of the world in Wakanda. They could watch YouTube as kids, but YouTube didn't exist in 1988. But maybe the word dude did. And
he watched Robin Hood. He watched Robin Hood, so we know he's seen some things. So
yes, historically accurate for Robin Hood.
Yeah.
To say dude.
Yep. Well, no, I'm just saying it's not just Wakandan culture.
He is exposed to some kind of culture. Yes, yeah. Okay. Exactly. Okay. Fair enough. I'll give it a pass.
Thank you. All right, Keith, here we are, man. He has the greatest Star-Lord mask. Is that the Marvel Legends mask, Keith? Because it looks wonderful. Oh my God, you have a jacket to boot. I haven't watched this yet.
There's no air holes.
I hadn't seen that. That's really good, Keith.
Holy crap, what an awesome episode 2 of What If. All it really took was the idea that Star-Lord is so bad at so many things. He's, you know, never quite good enough. He's kind of a screw-up. He's a womanizer. He's not suave. He's not popular. And he's kind of an idiot, and that's what's lovable about Star-Lord. Don't get me wrong, I really love Star-Lord, still to this day, even though he let Thanos go. But same. The fact that T'Challa is so the opposite. He's good at everything.
Yes.
He's good with everyone. He brings out the best in everyone, to the point where people are getting dental care. It's insane to me how much Kraglin's teeth were talked about in this episode. It made me actually go back and look how bad Kraglin's teeth were. And
They're bad.
He even used Star-Lord's gadgets better. The gravity mine, it's like Peter Quill only knew the one setting on it, that it could suck things toward it. It's pretty hilarious that he was just better with a simple thing like the gravity mine. The fact that many original voice actors came back for this episode is incredible. To the point where Karina was actually voiced by the same actress as Guardians of the Galaxy. Fantastic. I love that Taserface returned. I love that there was no need for dissension in the ranks of the Ravagers because T'Challa was kind of in charge. He was the soul of the ship.
Well said.
Brilliant. The fact that it's Kevin Bacon versus Robin Hood is fitting.
Very good point. Or Mary Poppins, even. I mean, because she was a good person, I'm assuming.
I just have to say, if you know, follow Keith on Twitter at Film Critter. That's Critter with a K. Those videos, you don't get to see the videos that I just got to see. The intro is super hilarious. I was legit busting out laughing when he took off the mask. He's like, there's no air holes. That was really funny. He also provides video clips and images of what he's talking about with Kraglin's teeth. Really just well-produced videos. And also, he might be starting a show up himself soon. So follow him on Twitter, Film Critter with a K. Absolutely wonderful stuff, Keith. I just wanted to plug you, man, because you put so much detail and thought into your videos, and it's just really, really great stuff, and it made me legit bust out laughing. So thank you for sharing, and really, really good stuff. Sorry, just had to have a plugging Keith moment.
I've heard it might be he's starting a show or 10
or 15. 15. Yeah. We both said 15. That was kind of weird.
I said 17. Oh. That's my go-to number.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I thought you said 15. Never mind.
I said 15. Yay. Yeah, that's so weird. We're like twinsies.
God, I hate you so much.
The Gravity Mine, you did, like, it didn't hit me until you said that, because I noticed that it was different in the episode, but I wasn't sure why it was different, but, like, I mean, duh. Yeah, obviously, Star-Lord just didn't know the other settings. That's clever. I really like those little details that you guys pick up on.
Oh, I agree.
Appreciate it.
Good stuff.
And the teeth, I didn't notice Kraglin's teeth. I noticed Yondu's.
I know they talked about Yondu's teeth. I thought I'm sure they talked about Kraglin's, but I thought they had a Yondu teeth joke as well. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you would have lost most of your teeth or something to Yondu.
Ben on our YouTube just said Captain Britain forever. Hi, Ben.
Oh, hi, Ben.
You are awesome, sir. Good to hear from you, man. Awesome. That is Emmy's British alter ego. If you do not know, he is in the chat right now on YouTube. Awesome stuff. Good stuff, Keith. Thank you so much for sending us those videos. And if you want to send us a video as well, we would love to. You will only be featured in the audio version. I apologize, but you'll still be heard. We love listening to you guys. So keep those videos coming, Keith. And anyone else that wants to do that as well, you are more than welcome to. This is MJ. She said, I'm liking it. I think so far it's not my favorite Marvel show, but it also has such a different feel. It's hard to compare. I loved Captain Carter because parts of it reminded me of Agent Carter, which has been such an amazing show. And I loved everything about the T'Challa episode. Also, this isn't about What If, but can we just talk about the Eternals trailer that got me so hyped? MJ, thank you so much. And she posts a Wanda gif. That is awesome as well. And she also says, because it was so funny and intriguing. Oh, sorry. I think I read those out of order. Twitter, get your stuff right. I'll read that second part in just a second. Eternals. MJ, we watched it right before we went live on our stream. And I got to say, this might be the most beautiful. I don't know. It's hard to say most beautiful because Guardians of the Galaxy will always just be so far up there. But visually speaking, this is gorgeous. And I think this is going, this almost gave me, I don't want to say it because I don't want to overhype it. Lord of the Rings is one of my favorite movies of all time. But it just gives me big Earth feel. This feels like this could be, I don't know. I don't know. This feels like a, this could be epic, is all I'm going to say. I am a little too hyped for it because my expectations grow every time I see another clip from this movie. All I will say is Eternals cannot wait. And yes, I am hyped for sure.
I don't think I have the attention span for it because I watched it right before we got on here too. And I just kept shouting out, is that the Flash? Is that Bucky? Is that Selma Hayek?
I was like, no, that's not. Yes, that is. No, it's not. That's literally what our conversation was.
Is that Cyclops?
No, it was not.
I don't have the attention span. It was a really pretty trailer, but it didn't, my brain was not sucked into it. Probably because I just have no idea what is coming. So I don't know what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
What's that Galactus though?
Was that Galactus? No.
Yeah, the guy with the six eyes. The little six dots on his face.
Oh, I'm not sure.
The big guy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I just don't know. I don't think it is Galactus, honestly.
Vadava says no.
Okay. Thanks, Spencer. Appreciate you, man. It is not Galactus. I was like, I don't think that is. But either way, I watched it like 8 times. Vincent, I agree, man. Great trailer. And she also said this, but Twitter posts things in weird order. MJ, I'm sorry. She's talking about What If. She goes, because it was so funny and intriguing, especially with Thanos, which I was totally not expecting. I think I might have already said this, but the way they move reminds me of Lego Wii games. And that's one of the best parts. Laughing emoji. I've never played the Lego Wii games, but that is awesome. Are they great?
Oh, you are missing out.
This is weird. Emmy playing a video game that I have not played. I'm actually stunned right now.
When I was in college, I was obsessed with two games on the Wii. It was Twilight Princess, the Zelda game, and Lego Batman. And I was using someone else's Wii, and they moved out of my friend's apartment, and I didn't get to finish either of them. And I was so upset. I have both of them now, and I have since finished them. I also have all of the Lego Harry Potters, the Lego Indiana Jones. I haven't played those. I played all of the Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. That was pretty cool. The Lego games are fun because you get to smash it, but like there's no blood. Like you're like just banging on stuff, and it just turns into Lego pieces. It's great. I love them.
Sounds wonderful. Really does. Like,
yeah,
I just can't wait to watch or play. Excuse me. Winter Soldier says, love this episode. Who would have thought Disney would get political? LOL. That's a reference to our podcast last night. The Collector was giving me some fine body. He is not so Gambit or Bucky, but not a bad looking cartoon character. Oh, I wish Clinton was here. Oh, Clinton would be able to really make that special. Emmy, what was your thoughts on Collector?
You'd have to paper bag that. That's a Nick Cage Ghost Riders 1. That's that kind of deal. You'd have to paper bag that. That face is not.
Oh no!
And honestly, the body looks like it would be like hugging cement.
Oh, so Emmy likes dad bods, confirmed.
Yeah. Maybe not dad bods, but like. I don't know.
Not chiseled out of stone bods.
Yeah. No. It looks like I would be sleeping next to a brick of concrete.
All right. Sounds good.
Might be fun for a night though.
All right. Thank you, Winter Soldier, for reaching out. Thank you, MJ.
With the paper bag.
Thank you, MJ, for reaching out as well. Good stuff. Hey, Keith, you're back, man. I'm going to play Keith. This is my man, the Collector. Perfect segue. This is him talking about the Collector.
What did you guys think of the Collector? Oh my God. I loved that they made the Collector like a formidable, supposedly. The Collector being like an actual force to be reckoned with was awesome. He had a bunch of gadgets from all over the land. I loved it. I did not know that it was called the Necro Sword that Hela wore on her head. The crown that controlled the swords that she was incredibly overpowered with. If I do say so. The Collector is left so unchecked and untamed. He grows to the point where he has the Black Order working for him. He's so evil in this that he has chopped off the arm of Korg. You can't get more evil than that. And I kind of respect it.
Love it. Love it. The Collector, man, he took the place of Thanos. Like, he was the big bad. He was the guy. And I respect Marvel for going with it. And definitely a different spin than the guy we saw, because all we saw was just a brief look at Guardians and then Thanos just kicking his ass in Infinity War. That was about it. So I like this take. I like this unique look at the Collector as well.
I thought it was interesting too that they brought up the power vacuum. Like, it's like there always has to be a big bad. Like, there's always got to be a villain. There's always got to be somebody who has nefarious intent.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it's not me, someone's gonna take the place of what role I would have served. Right.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the villain, you know, the, what is it, the demons, you know?
Yeah. Is that it?
The evil, you know? Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
But like, yeah, it's like, it was odd because you hadn't seen him in that role before. I mean, like, not like he wasn't like a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Not like he was a good dude in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree.
Or Guardians. But
I always wanted to see more of the Collector, because obviously he assembled all this stuff and people are tortured, and especially how he treated Catalina or I can't remember. I
think Karina.
Karina, I'm sorry. Like how he treated her, like, you know, your people do have elbows, yes, you know, like use them. And he like just he's a pretty big piece of shit. And I wanted to see more of his conquest on how he obtained all that stuff. And then what would happen if he was challenged? It just basically was like explosion done, which was kind of cool and kind of nice. I just always thought there was going to be more to him, and it never really surfaced, not at least in the MCU that we know of, or the universe we know of, I should say. So,
I'm sorry, we've got a Boink Bond and Butcher.
Anytime someone says Boink Bond and Butcher, we have to go for it. What have we got?
I don't know that I want to play this one.
No, Emmy, you're the one that brought it up.
I know I did, and now I'm having regrets. Okay.
Regrets.
So Collector, mm-hmm. The Collector, Ghost Rider, and T'Challa as Star-Lord.
Ooh. Bond, Star-Lord, T'Challa all day. I would marry that dude in a heartbeat. He seems like just such a... any problem or circumstance you come across, that guy is going to be there by your side, and he's going to have a level head. Boink, Collector, just because I just want to say...
that you're part of his collection?
Yeah. Oh, no, you were ready for that.
It wasn't. I was just on the tip of the old noggin. He just
goes, all right, you're part of my collection now. I don't know why he has that voice. But I will say Butcher, Ghost Rider, all damn day, because only Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider... Only Nicolas Cage. Let me preface that. He would go, "Why are you gonna butcher me? What's going on? I'm Johnny Blaze," and I would just seriously just done, just blat right there. So anyway, that's mine. Emmy, I would be shocked if yours is any different.
Shock away. I'm gonna take the non-shocking bit out of the equation. Butcher, Ghost Rider, 4 or 5 times.
No way.
Yeah.
No, I'm shocked about the other ones now. No way. You're not going to bond with T'Challa Star-Lord?
No, I'm going to boink that.
Ah, you shallow son of a biscuit.
I'm sorry. I'm boinking that. And I will bond with the Collector because I like stuff. And like maybe, you know what? Most marriages are loveless anyway. Oh. At least I've got a passionate sex life with T'Challa on the side.
I'm getting married in 3 months. Yay. It's going to be terrible. All right. Sorry. No, I was laughing. Trust me. That's great. Good stuff, guys. We heard from Straight Out of Marvel Podcast. I love listening and hearing from other podcasts. Straight Out of Marvel Podcast. Great to hear from you, man. Love how this episode felt like a completely different universe. First, I thought it would be T'Challa acting like Star-Lord. Instead, it was T'Challa being himself. Even though mm-hmm. everything seemed great, the end proved that Quill is still needed as Star-Lord. Also, enjoyed Chadwick Boseman as a voice actor. I feel his performance reflected in the role as T'Challa. In any universe, Chadwick can play any role. Rest in peace. Wow. Well said there. Well said.
And that's a really good point that T'Challa was just being himself and that he wasn't the Star-Lord Peter Quill bumbling idiot. And I that's what I think made this episode so good for me was that they like used that as the catalyst for all of these changes.
Right.
I also listen to a rival podcast. I'm sorry. But they get early access and I want to know why.
Yeah.
So like they saw Shang-Chi on Tuesday, I'm pretty sure, mm-hmm. which really, I mean, like Kevin Feige, not us?
If you allegedly love us, we need you to show it allegedly.
Yeah. Poor K, not us. because Kevin Feige is Spanish. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that made no sense. I was like,
allegedly. I'm sorry. I don't know. The word why, I'm always just like, por qué?
Okay. Anyway, what were we thinking? What were
we saying? They made a point that just because you are an actor doesn't necessarily mean that you're a good voice actor.
That's a good point.
And I feel like we've gotten very lucky with a lot of the MCU actors that either they did some sort of like really quick training to make sure that they could at least nail the few lines that they had, or they're just that naturally talented.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't tell you enough how much I love Twitter, by the way, just because it just reopened when I went to it. So anyway, but we can start right back where we left off because Twitter.
We're going to listen to the Keith videos four more times.
No, I always love when I read your post. I love it. So I have a bookmark just for the record. The boss. I love the boss. He's a really funny guy. Absolutely amazing. The story they told in that short space of time. Wow. Totally blown away from this episode. I could watch What If episodes forever because the possibilities are so infinite. Great animation, great storytelling, and Chadwick crying emojis. Hashtag Wakanda forever. I love that. Listening. I love that, boss. I really love that. Thank you so much for that comment. And I really believe infinite is the key word there. There's so many vast universes and great stories they can tell, and they're doing it. Even if it's in animated form, it's really, really exciting. So very well said, sir.
I think this is a perfect place to put it too, because it is like, we just opened the multiverse and they're like, y'all need to open your minds because we're about to blow them. Like, we are about to absolutely
we're about to blow your mind. Hashtag Marvel.
Yeah. And the fact that you guys brought up last night that this could all be part of the same universe is mind-boggling to me. And I guess I'll have to see next episode, like, what if the Avengers were zombies? If that's the next episode, like, how that would even tie in to the rest of everything, like the rest of that universe or that. But like, the more you think about it, yes, we didn't see Gamora. You guys have brought that up. So yeah, maybe she is becoming a Mad Titan type person. So, but then where in the world do zombies fit into that?
Oh man. Emmy, you got me pumped just thinking about all those possibilities. Sorry. I don't know, but I can't wait to watch. All right. So, Rob said, how did T'Challa acquire the name Star-Lord when it was Peter's mom who gave Quill that nickname? Ooh, Rob. I kind of had this same thought, and I think it quickly left me. Oh, Emmy, do you have an answer? You have a...
No, I don't. Oh. I just didn't even think about it until just now.
I personally don't know if there is one. The way I wrap my head around it is, you know, it's a different universe, different things can happen, but that just is too on the nose. How is he not only abducted, but he also has the same exact nickname with no premise of his mother attached to him? I don't know. I really feel like you found something there, but Emmy is ready to solve it. I can see her face. Sorry, Emmy.
I'm sleuthing. Okay. So I wonder if Yondu got like a file from Ego that was like, go pick this kid up, aliases, Star-Lord, gender, male. I don't know. What other things do you put on forms like that? Here's a picture of him. His name is Peter Quill.
Oh.
Go get him. And his mom calls him Star-Lord. I'm so tired.
All right. Rob, the answer is there's no answer, but damn, that's a really good comment. Oh,
it could have been in the file.
Oh, Keith responded. Ooh, Rob poking holes all day. I like that in order to explain away that plot hole, Marvel would have to just admit that it's not the original of a name and that anyone can lord a star. I agree, Keith.
Lil Uzi Vert's trying to buy a planet.
No, I don't even know what that means, and I'm not even going to delve into it, Emmy. I'm not going to do it.
It fits with the MCU, because that's also the crazy asshole that put that huge diamond in his head like Vision.
I'm not doing it, Emmy. I don't know who that is. I don't know what you're talking about, and we're going to move on. Just saying. Emmy, don't. I see you trying to explain.
I'm young. I know who Lil Uzi Vert is.
I'm old. Chaotic Queen, I really like it. The second episode was superb. I like how they really changed it up with how the entire story would be different if someone else was Star-Lord. But one thing that ran through my mind was, where is Gamora in this story? Like, what happened to her? So
who is Gamora?
Why is Gamora? That's original content only the Avengers made up. No one else. So that's an original joke. You're welcome, everybody. No, I think we're going to see Gamora. I think we've already alluded to it earlier in this show, but I think Gamora's going to come out to not be so nice and friendly, and I'm excited to see where she shows up and how she shows up and what she does.
Why she shows up.
Yes! Oh, it works. It did work. I love it. So I'm excited.
So. Yeah, I am wondering where she's going to be. I do. I love Gamora. It really makes me sad that she was yeeted.
I will say, well, she's still around after Endgame. I know.
That's a different one.
I know. I will say my favorite actors in Infinity War, Josh Brolin and Zoe Saldana. Those two, I change my opinion all the time. They stole the movie for me. They were wonderful. So Gamora, one of my absolute favorites, Infinity War. That's still every scene with her. I'm glued to the TV screen. So, what if Gamora?
What if Gamora?
Nader. Nice. All right. So we get Jordan. Great to hear from you, man. I loved it. Love the sweet message regarding Chadwick at the end, with this episode being this funny, heartwarming, and cinematic. I'm excited to see how much bigger the future episodes get. Also, the collector may be bad, but he's still my Valentine. LOL. That's awesome. Oh, he even shared a picture of us, so I didn't know we would be discussing the new Eternals trailer. Just heard Brandon mention it in the live stream. See below my thoughts on that. He said, I feel like the first trailer wasn't that good, but this one kicked it out of the park. The visuals look so epic. The Eternals definitely look like angels, and the Celestials are their creator, kind of like their god. Excited for this movie. The cosmic magnitude is so impressive. And he shared an amazing gif of Angelina Jolie kicking ass in the trailer. And he said that gif is one of my favorite scenes. Jordan, God, do you want to be on the podcast? Because like that was just so beautifully said. And I completely agree with everything you're saying, dude. Everything.
I think I like the last, maybe it's just because I'm tired and I'm in school now, but I think I like the last trailer that they released like 2 months ago. I think I liked it a little bit better.
I like this one. I like this one a lot more, this new trailer, but it's also, I've got that new, let me sit with it, but the visuals alone make me really, really love this trailer a lot more. I will say.
Right, I'll have to watch it again whenever I'm not exhausted from.
Yeah, because you were like, is that the Flash? That's what you said during the trailer. So I don't know if I trust your opinion.
Focus on it. I also put it at time and a half because I was like, I don't want to sit here for that long.
Really? Oh, yeah, my
I
did. God.
Okay. Also, you guys are thirsting after the collector. Can I call dibs on Kumail Nanjiani? Oh.
Wow. He's beautiful. Wow. We had to hear that.
Yeah.
That happened.
He was beautiful. He was beautiful before he was in Marvel shape.
Okay.
He's still beautiful.
Fair point.
I like Kumail.
Fair point. Oh, man. I could look at us on Jordan's TV all day. That is the creepiest thing I've ever said. But Jordan always sends us a cool picture of us on his TV. And I'm like, man, we look awesome. Just because his setup, he has these hue lights, and I'm just jealous. It looks wonderful, Jordan. So we heard from A Mandalorian, which is still one of my absolute favorite names on Twitter, A Mandalorian. Really enjoying it. I think, as most agree, the animation is gorgeous. It's unexpectedly funny, and this T'Challa episode was wild and so fun. I also felt several quotes could almost reference tribute to Chadwick, intentional or not, and a crying emoji. May not be able to join tonight, but have fun. I think I saw you in the chat earlier, Amanda, and thank you for joining us. And I agree. I think we even alluded that with our review last night when we did the episode 2 review. Is like some things felt like a real tribute to Chadwick as well as T'Challa, but they didn't do it. Clinton said this, and I think he was spot on. They didn't do it in such a like obvious and Keith also said this, they didn't do it in such an obvious like, hey, Chadwick, here's our guy, RIP. It was like this beautiful original fun story, but they interwove the love and the memory of that man, and it doesn't feel pandering. It just feels genuine and beautiful, and I love that about this episode, and I love that what Marvel Studios created, because Chadwick deserves nothing less.
Yeah, completely agreed to everything that was said, because, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate it.
You guys are right.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, A Mandalorian, thank you so much for reaching out. We got Smash Trivia John with a video here, so we're going to hear from Smash Trivia John here. John, love hearing from you. Let's hear what he's got.
Hey, guys, here's my thoughts on What If Episode 2. I love this episode so much. While I wish he was still with us, I'm very happy that this was Chadwick's final appearance, as I feel like Chadwick got to be a very laid-back T'Challa that you can have a lot of fun with.
Yes.
I love that it showed how T'Challa, really Chadwick, brought the good out of everyone. I think it was interesting that instead of having this take place in 2014, like Guardians of the Galaxy, it took place in 2008. I believe it is multiple universes, not the one timeline theory that you guys mentioned in the podcast for the series, because there is a promo that calls the sort of Avengers-esque team that they make the Guardians of the Multiverse.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited for next week, as that will be set in Fury's big week with a murder mystery where Avengers are being killed.
Oh, I did not know that.
One of the people who worked on the episode said that they would love to make a Howard the Duck MCU movie, and I gotta say, I'd love that, as Seth Green is so good in the
Yes.
movie. Dave Bautista actually posted on Twitter that sadly, he was never asked to reprise his role as Drax in it.
Oh.
That's why there's a different actor playing him.
Ooh, some shade.
And for a trivia question, which famous superhero is Black Panther married to in the comics? The answer was Storm.
No, no!
Oh, I didn't pause it. I'm sorry. I was thinking. I knew that.
I think it's Scorn.
It's Storm. Are you joking? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my.
Are you kidding me? It is. I knew this, by the way, John, but the fact that she got it wrong, even hearing the answer, Scorn.
I am my kids.
No, you are you kidding me? The superhero Scorn?
I don't know. There's a lot of them. Polka Dot Man was a thing, and I didn't know.
Chill Thanos, Blonde Nebula, and Good Guy Yondu.
Wait, what was it? Good Guy Yondu, Nebula. What was the first one?
I didn't hear because I was yelling Scorn.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
And for our BBG, we have Chill Thanos, Blonde Nebula, and Good Guy Yondu.
Oh, this is
rest in peace, Chadwick. Thank you guys for listening to me.
John, thank you so much for posting that video, man. Great stuff. Good thoughts, too. The fact that she said Scorn, and I have that forever in podcast lore, I am so happy. Scorn! It's Scorn! What are you talking about? Anyway.
It's not so much that I'm dumb. It's just that I can't hear.
But you... Okay. I sorry. Anyway.
It was Chill Thanos.
John, I absolutely love your videos. I'm sorry I didn't pause there. I am so annoyed because I would have gotten Storm. I think it's Scorn or Storm. I'm not sure, but it's one of those two. But I would have gotten it, I think. So, all right. So, Scorn, isn't that a heavy rock band from the 90s? Yes, it is, Nader. Oh, okay. So, you go first. I went Boink, Bond, and Butcher. I went first last time. So, you get to go first, Amy.
Was it Chill Thanos, Nebula, and what was the third one?
Yondu.
Ooh. All right. Boink, Nebula.
Okay.
Bondu.
Ah, I see what you did there. I like that. Okay.
And Butch Thanos.
You tried
Butcher,
too hard.
Butcher Thanos.
You tried too hard on that last one. You had such a moment and you came down. Okay.
Scorn.
I would Boink, Scorn, Bond, Storm, and I'm joking. I will this one's good. I would Boink, Blonde Nebula. Ooh, God, I'd have to, I guess, God, I don't want to be with either one. This is tough. I guess I would bond over, or, son of a gun, I'd bond with Chill Thanos. I think the conversations would be a lot more interesting with Chill Thanos and Butcher Yondu. Can't believe I'm saying that. Yeah, Scorn confirmed. Hashtag. Oh, man. All right. So we are going to keep going. Thank you, John. Appreciate that video, man. Keep them coming.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
It just got lit.
All right. Emmy is messing with her life. All right. Anyway, Robert. Hey, Robert Miller says, seeing lots of parallels between The Watcher and The Eternals, especially after today's trailer. Ooh, I would agree with you, Robert. And I think Marvel is known to do this and kind of supplement. And I don't know. I'm really, really excited, especially after that. We can't interfere, you know. So I'm really, really excited. Yeah. I'm really excited about this Eternals movie. I don't know. I can't say it enough. Like, I'm really, I don't know much, and I'm excited about that.
I don't know much, but I know I'm excited about the Eternals trailer.
That was a
is that Scorn?
That was Smokey Robinson, actually, I believe. Mm-hmm. But you can, you know, if you know some Smokey Robinson, hit me up. You and I are besties. Maybe I do know more than just 70s rock. All right, Robert Miller, I'm excited. Can't wait. It's going to be a great, great movie. I just know that much. Vincent Moore. Hey, and he's in the chat on YouTube, and I see him. Yondo or Savant? Sorry. Vincent Moore, he also comments, I love the first episode seeing Peggy become Captain Carter, but I wonder who will be Winter Soldier in this universe. The second episode raised the level of the series a little bit more. It was exciting. It was excellent seeing T'Challa being Star-Lord. I know we've talked about it a little bit, Vincent, but I completely agree with you. I think just because, and I know people are probably tired of hearing it, but I really believe this. This was a unique story. This was not just the same thing with a different character interjected in. I see why they started with Captain Carter. I really do. It was still a fun story, but I think if Captain Carter was episode 2 and Star-Lord was episode 1, I would have a vastly different opinion on episode 2.
Sorry.
I'm trying to make a podcast, Emmy. I'm trying.
My lights fell down.
I hate you so much. Vincent.
And they scared me because I was writing. What was the point I was going to write down before I got scared?
Next week, we are getting Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. Vincent said in the chat, okay, Vincent, if it doesn't happen, man, I'm tweeting you personally and blaming you.
Okay, so we've given a lot of praise to T'Challa being Star-Lord, right?
Yes.
But is that praise overshadowing the fact that now Peter Quill at the end of this episode was taken by Ego, and they, like, the Watcher says they're all doomed? So, like, we're kind of saying, like, oh, isn't this a better universe? Like, half the planet didn't die, half the universe didn't die, and, like, Thanos is a good guy now, or, like, semi-good. But, like, if it all ends in total annihilation, is it that much better?
We don't know. We don't know. I would say yes, if it totally ends in annihilation, yeah, it's not that much better. But we don't. We only have the snapshot we have right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I also wanted to clarify the Savant or Yondu.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first comment.
That was in the chat. Sorry.
Oh, Savant or Yondu?
Yeah.
Which would you rather, boink?
Oh.
I'm assuming was the question.
Was that the question? I don't know. I'm going to think about it for a second. I don't know.
I would rather not.
Yeah, same.
Thank you. I'm good.
Pass, I guess.
I'd rather never again.
Jared said, absolutely loved episode 2. Agree, Jared. Great hearing from you, man. Haley Fox said, while I liked the first episode with Captain Carter, I thought that her storyline followed Steve's storyline a little too much. Exactly what we just said. And I agree with Clinton. They brought up dancing a little too much. I did love seeing Peggy get to be the badass she is, though. Completely agreed on all counts, Haley. I really love the second episode and how different T'Challa Star-Lord was from Peter Quill's Star-Lord. I love that even in a different setting, T'Challa is still the caring and good-hearted person, and it was bittersweet hearing Chadwick's voice. Even though he'll still be in a few more episodes, this really felt like a great final performance, and that it truly honored both the character and Chadwick. Well yeah. said, Haley. Well said.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. And I guess, I guess I've kind of really thought about like the fact that Chadwick's not going to be in the MCU anymore and not really given a lot of thought to the fact that we're also saying goodbye to T'Challa as a character as well.
Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha. Good old Cha-Cha.
I love Cha-Cha. That is such a cute nickname. Yeah, and really, really well said, Haley, echoing a lot of our same sentiments and could not agree more with you. Garrett Williams, our newest patron, said, please take a little bit, please talk a little about the new Eternals trailer. This movie is going to be amazing. A lot of people love that comment, and a Mandalorian responded, here I was, think I'd be waiting till 9 a.m., but it looks like they dropped it in the middle of the night, East Coast, USA time. It looks so good. Can we talk about something also? The score?
Scorn? Scorn.
No. God, why did I do it? Why? I pitched it underhanded to you. I really did. I know the story looks amazing, the visuals look amazing, but the sound coming from those speakers that I was listening to, like, I'm really excited. I know that's really kind of weird, but, like, the score, the music, the build, it feels epic. It feels like we are going to go on an amazing journey, and I hope this is the start of something really special. I think Guardians was the start of like phase two kicking off into another level for Marvel Studios. I have loved everything Marvel Studios has put out in phase four so far, but I really hope Eternals just kicks it up another gear, and I'm excited. I really am. Yes, I want to save the trailer track just to replay it. I agree, Jordan. I agree completely. I don't know. I loved it.
I'm going to say that the last trailer had a better score because it started off with like a song somebody was singing.
There's no pleasing you. The first trailer was better. It's okay. Vidava said Chadwick put his soul into T'Challa. Into T'Challa is really hard to say. I'm so sorry. Chadwick put his soul into T'Challa.
Because I want to say now that we know him as Cha-Cha, I would just call him T'Challa.
I want to say into T'Challa. I don't want to say into T'Challa, but Vidava, good stuff. Nader said, you need a Scorn clip on repeat and remind Brandon every time possible. No, we don't. We don't need that, Nader. Not at all. That was me. Look at my other comment earlier. Don't worry, Garrett. We will get to all your comments. I promise you. We go by the Twitter. Actually, I don't know if I see another one, Garrett. What was your comment, Garrett? I see you in the chat, man. I want to make sure we get to that comment as well, if you don't mind. I'm not seeing another one on our Twitter.
While you're waiting for it, Jordan just said, LOL, Emmy woke up and chose indifference. I did.
Sometimes it happens, guys.
It's because I'm trying to have just very even expectations. I'm trying not to expect too much from the Eternals.
I respect it.
I don't know what is supposed to happen in the Eternals. And so I'm just kind of like, that looks like some cool shit, but like, give me the movie, man.
I love Brandy. She's like, sounds like the previous trailer pleased Emmy. Brandy, I completely agree.
It was because there was more Kumail in it.
We finally got it confirmed.
I think that's exactly what it was, honestly. Kumail was only in like 30 seconds of this one. Not even 30 seconds. He was in like,
yeah. I guess. Wow. Another queef. I got it. So we got...
Excuse me.
No, don't say that. Fernando, good to hear from you, man. This is hands down my favorite episode so far. Hearing Chadwick's voice was really special and just made me miss him more. Seeing Thanos being a super nice guy was super weird and hilarious. Nebula was also very cool and really, really hot. I'm wondering, what's going to happen with Peter Quill? Will he die or will he become a villain with his dad? Oh, and Keith responded to him, no one who mops floors for minimum wage at a fast food job would turn down the chance to be an intergalactic villainous demigod. It's science. Say goodbye to bit of both. Say hello to this parfait is going to have nuts in it. Oh, Keith, you're wonderful. That is
That is a good point.
It really is.
You've worked any kind of job where you have to face the public, I can see the villain.
Yeah.
Villain tendencies.
That is awesome.
Like maybe, you know what? Maybe Captain Genocide doesn't have such a terrible idea.
Maybe he doesn't. Oh my gosh. That is our comments. Let me make sure no one. Yeah, I don't know what this means. Oh, this is Keith sharing a clip. Keith, thank you so much for creating these clips on Twitch. I will watch them after we go live and I'll bust out laughing on what we've said. So I just appreciate that, man. But yeah, this. I do believe he is not going to die. It looks like he's a pawn in the game, and especially if he has that same power that Ego possesses, what's the point of him dying? You know, so he's going to be either used, which I don't think. I think that's too easy because we saw that in Guardians 2 where he was almost kind of a vessel. I think we're going to see full-on bad Star-Lord, and that's exciting to me. I don't want to see good guy Star-Lord. I want to see, and I guess he wouldn't be Star-Lord. I want to see bad guy Peter Quill. I think that would be really, really cool. So
so what would you call him? Would you call him Id?
Id?
Because Ego, yeah. And Id. Okay.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Freudian.
Just breathe it. I would call him Sun God instead of Star-Lord. That really sucked. I don't know what I would say. that sucked so bad. It sounded so good in my head. And then as soon as I said it, I'm like, I hate myself. That
I'm
was
gonna
not
call
original.
Him Celestial Lady.
Celestial Lady. So an X-Men character. Oh man, yeah. I don't know what I would call him. I would call him
a douche.
Lord of the Queefs. That's what I would call him.
Lord of the Queefs.
Lord of the Queefs. He would just walk around and go, and like everyone would be like, "Oh no, it's Lord of the Queefs." Yeah. So
oh, Jordan has a great point. Moon Knight.
You really
instead of Star Lord.
Moon Knight. I like that, Jordan. I call him Darth Vader. Ooh, that sounds good. How did T'Challa get the name Star Lord? That's what Peter's mother called him. Garrett, we talked about it earlier, man. I think Garrett came in a little bit in the middle of our show. We do cover that. Rob, one of our listeners, asks us, and yeah, it doesn't make sense. Rob and Garrett found the hole in Marvel Studios.
No, I patched it pretty well, I think.
No, you didn't. You did.
No, I didn't. I'm too tired for that shit. I do have to shout out because I was sharing it with Brandon and Clinton last night that we had like a little meeting the other night and I was like, here are some great ideas that I have. And they were like, those are all garbage.
No, we didn't. They were half garbage and half great.
I don't even think it was half.
It was like three or four that were great. And one, we were like, try it out with the listeners and let's see how it goes. And I think that's what you're about to segue to.
I am 100%. So I sent out a Google form on my Twitter and I like, thank you for the, I got 14 responses and I appreciate that. And I was just asking like, would you fill out a form like this in the future? And their options were yes, and hell yes, and Emmy is brilliant. No, and hell no, and Emmy is still brilliant, just not about this. And we got 100% yes, and hell yes, and Emmy is brilliant. So
that's not 100%. That's 100% together. Can you break it down by,
together?
Can you break it down by percentage? How many said you were brilliant? So, guys, thank you for proving us wrong. I guess we'll do Google Forms now. I guess we're going to do, instead of just regular, Emmy, you win. You win.
Yeah. I was right. You were wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
Neener, neener, boo, boo. I'm better than you. Stick your head in doo-doo.
Emmy, I just want to say I was wrong, and you're right. Thank you for sharing. Guys.
Where's the doo-doo?
And I will stick my head in doo-doo at the earliest moment I can. Guys, thank you so much. I'm proud to say I was the one who said squirt. Love you, John. Thank you so much for...
Fernando's denying that it was him that said that it's an iron deficiency that causes a lack of Iron Man 2. So, hi, Joey. I see you.
Thank you so much for listening to our What If breakdown where we get to hear from our listeners and Eternals. We just talk about anything our listeners want to talk about. We're going to start this back up on Thursdays again. Thank you so much. If you left a Twitter comment, if you joined us live on Twitch and YouTube, even if you didn't and you just listened in, thank you so much. Wherever you're at, whatever you do, thank you guys for the support. It really, really helps us go a long way. And we love this show. We just can't get enough of hearing from our listeners. This has been absolutely amazing. Emmy, any final words or thoughts before we head on out of this podcast?
Oh, no, I don't have anything prepared.
This is awkward.
Iron Man 2 is the best.
Oh, that was really original, Emmy. Good stuff.